Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Casey's got an event tonight. It's a private affair.
Yeah.
At least it's not a, you know, a listener, a Preston and Steve listener event, but it's kind of a big deal in your household.
It
right?
is, and I'm so excited because my wife, she, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Volunteered me. She volunteered me to be a chaperone at the 7th and 8th grade Valentine's Day dance.
Aw.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you happy?
Oh, no, no. So I would love to. That's how I want to spend my Friday night, is sitting in a dance hall making sure kids aren't making
Wait,
out.
Wait, is she going?
I don't think so.
Oh, so
I don't
just,
think
that's
so.
Awesome.
No.
So she volunteered you. You're obviously being a little sarcastic. It's not something you're looking forward to, but is there? There's got to be a little element of joy to it,
no,
right?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, this is really cool. And so listen, my daughter's in 7th grade. All right, I started going to dances in like 6th grade.
Okay.
All right? So this has turned into like a big deal, and this is like—is
this a date? Like, does she have? Is she going? Does somebody ask her?
No,
going
but
with a date?
Oh, okay. She is getting dressed up. She got like a new dress, doing her hair, putting makeup on, Ooh. Got her nails done. Like,
do they
you
not
know,
do that anymore? Because I remember 7th and 8th grade, we got asked to go to a dance.
Is it just like a group?
You just go to the
you
dance.
Just go as a group.
Maybe that's it because you might feel a little bit if no one asks you. Yeah,
it's both. It's both. I'll speak from the public school perspective,
yeah.
But it's both. You can take a date, but a lot of people go with friends or, as we used to call it, stag, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
But you go with buddies, so with stags.
Yeah.
No, but I think there's a bit of both, Kathy.
Okay.
But because my sons have been to dances, but without a date.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not odd. Like when I was in middle school, if you went by yourself, unless it was a dance where it's known, everybody just show up and we'll be at the school and we're having a party.
Right.
But for the most part, everybody went with a date.
Yeah. And you got, I mean, at least for me, you would get asked to go to the dance.
Your teacher would pick you up.
Stop it!
You ready to go, baby?
I hate you.
Hey, look, I put some Tinker Toys in the back. keep you occupied.
But, you know, obviously.
Bought a flask of Bosco.
Things change and things stay the same. But there are definitely some weird differences going into this one that I never experienced in any of my going to dances days.
And do tell.
One of those things is people are asking people to dance well ahead of time.
Oh.
To go to the dance?
No, actually, slow dance.
You're filling up your dance card ahead of the dance.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. To me, that's weird. But then there was another weird aspect that they have actually shelved. They've taken it off the table. And it's something that they've done in years past.
The killing of the pig.
And it's not a tradition in the sense that, like, oh, we've been doing this for years. But they have done this. I disagree with it. It's called they have a tie dance. And a shoe dance. So the tie dance is they throw all the boys' ties in the middle of a circle.
All right.
And then the girls pull the tie out, and whoever's tie it is.
Cute. I like that.
Yeah, I don't.
Why?
I don't. Because what if you pull a tie of a boy that you don't like and don't want to dance with? Or.
Yeah, but I like that more, and so nobody's left out.
You don't have to do it.
I don't know if. I don't know if you don't have to do it, but they're not.
You're
doing
running
it.
The thing. You make the rules.
But then also, Kathy, what ends up happening is they go, "Oh, okay, you're going to wear this. Then I'm going to pick your tie out. Oh, you're wearing those.
Yeah, you're wearing
those shoes. I'm going to pick your shoes out.
Well, there's your failsafe then.
And then you're essentially making kids dance. I feel like, listen, if you don't want to dance with somebody, you don't ask them to dance with them. And if you do, you do.
Yeah, but
I understand the idea of you're throwing them all into the thing. It's going to promote some interaction. But you're saying there are people who really want to be with people already planning to do it. So I think it all works out. Right?
I got to believe that you're not forced to participate in that.
No, you can't.
Dance!
I don't.
You little bastards, dance!
They're not saying, look, if you don't put your tie in, then you have to leave right now.
Yeah, no, it's not. I don't think it's that. But you know what? It's kind of a moot point anyway, because it's not happening at this dance.
Principal moot me, do you?
It's not happening at this dance, but anyway.
I'd like to make a point.
Mr. Moot? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but to me, that was weird, because, like, listen, if you went to a dance and you didn't want to slow dance with somebody, you just didn't slow dance with somebody.
I don't think you're compelled to do anything. If it helps promote... God Almighty! So let me ask you: How is your daughter's level of nerves or her excitement?
She got
or,
a date?
No, nobody has any dates. But like thing is,
is she excited?
This isn't a date thing. This is get dressed up and go with your friends thing. So all the girls you're going to one. Hang on, all the girls are going to one girl's house because she's got a big staircase, And that's the big thing, is going to get your staircase picture.
All right. So is she excited, though, about the part? Because the evening could move along with her dancing with some boys and having a good time.
Yes. She's very excited.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of these things, sometimes, and you guys have kids, I don't, but sometimes do parents tend to overthink these things and just let the kids have fun and let it kind of work out the way it's going to work out?
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering.
So my wife is big on dances. And so
that's why she's always dancing with the TSA agents.
No, her theory is that I would hate for you 2 years later to tell the story about you didn't go to your prom or you didn't go to this dance, even though they have no interest in going to the
dance. Wait, but didn't you not go to your prom?
No, I went to
I did.
Oh, you did?
I didn't
you
go to my
go.
Senior prom, no.
Do you like
I was too busy selling meth.
Do you regret it or do you wish you had gone? Or do you not care?
No, I don't. It was my high school was there was so it was like I think my graduating class was like 1,300 people. There were also other I went to like other parties in lieu of the dance,
right?
You know, and that I had a lot of fun.
I guess I'm glad I went. I don't look back and go, "Wow, prom was awesome." But at the time, I remember if I didn't go to prom, I was going to feel a little bit left out, especially in my senior year. I did go my junior year with a senior, believe it or not. It was her senior prom.
Wow.
She was the girl that wrote my term papers. Anyway.
Wait, you had an older girl write your term papers?
Yeah. She was a senior, I was a junior.
Hey, man, your hands are all calloused. What, have you been writing term papers?
Anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, at the time, I wanted to go to prom. But if I don't look back and go, I'm really glad I went to prom. You know what I mean?
Look at this picture.
I found a picture of me.
Wow.
This was, I think
this was.
Which
teacher is that?
I want to say ninth grade, maybe?
Yeah.
That teacher is young.
Look at
you. You and him and his eyebrows must have had a great night that night.
That's Pete. He had a unibrow for
So here's what you're not hearing. I'm getting some. Oh, no, you're not.
Yes, yeah, Steve, I think we had been friends a long time. He knew he wasn't getting any that night.
So did you have a good time?
Yeah, I always remember having a good time. I went to all of the dances with, like, you know, with a big group of friends. And so, yeah, I do always remember it as having a good time. I'm in a white dress.
A lovely young lady. So to this point, geez, it's what you hear Casey's daughter preparing for.
The
whole thing with the ties, does that seem to be an issue?
I remember it as being fun. No, I like the tie thing because I feel like then kids don't get left out.
Yeah, I think so. So you might.
I think it's cute.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think there's probably positive and negatives for the tie.
Would it be better if they threw room keys?
Now, the way I look at it, it's 3 minutes dancing together.
And dancing when you're that age is
loitering. I remember these dresses, though. Now I'm looking at these pictures. I remember going out shopping for the dresses and, like, loving my dresses.
Mother, I look like just like Lisa from the Cult Jam.
Stop it.
So I went to public school, and in sixth grade, we had this thing called Junior Capers. Didn't any of you guys have that? Mm-hmm. Junior Capers was basically a formal dance, and you learned dance steps. And the boys would be on one side of the room, and the girls would be on the other side of the room, and you had to wear a tie. I remember one kid, the poor kid, had a clip-on, and some of the jerks in the class pulled the clip-on off. But it was pretty intimidating in sixth grade because you would literally be lined up on either side of the room waiting to dance with a girl on the other side. And this was sixth grade where some of the girls are starting to develop and some of the boys, i.e. me, have not yet. You know, and so it's a weird, awkward phase of that age.
Dad, why don't I have breasts yet?
I meant
we need to have a talk.
Other stuff.
I like that sort of progression.
I mean, you wore a jacket and a tie, and it was you got dressed up, and in sixth grade, that was a big deal.
Yeah, so we went, listen, St. Kevin's had a dance every Friday night. So going to dances wasn't that big of a deal, and they don't, so St. Kevin's doesn't have their dance anymore.
Yeah.
And St. Kevin's was the place that you would go to. Like, other schools tried. Other schools tried to have dances. Like, I went to OPH, we tried, St. Francis tried, and they weren't as successful. St. Kevin's. On a Friday night, there was a line to get in. The entire, church basement was packed. It was awesome. You had a great time. You know, you like you had your packs of schools, and you know, like we always had our one corner that we would go to, and you and then you would interact with the so. So this wasn't, by the time we got to 7th and 8th grade, this wasn't a big deal. Like,
but I think that was the Catholic schools, because we had the same thing, Casey. Yeah. There was the Catholic school in our area would have the Friday night dance. We would all go to their dance, but ours was different. That was just show up, dance, you know, go with a group of friends. Ours was, okay, ask a date to go.
I have a picture of me in my 8th grade formal.
Wait,
me and Lori Seafried.
Wow.
White suit.
Yeah, I wore a white tuxedo.
I don't want you dating that Preston boy.
That's 8th grade?
That was 8th grade, yeah. Yeah. That was the 8th grade formal.
You look like a senior.
And Lori, man, did I get Lori. I got lucky with Lori. I mean, meaning that she went with me.
I got her mom, too.
I wish I would have gotten with
Lori. Lori, that's not how you please Preston. You do it like this.
Lori ended up being stunning, and I got very lucky that she said yes. We went as friends, unfortunately, because I had a total crush on her. But anyhow, she's a cool person. And but that was... That was the first, first dance date I ever had.
So here's
in eighth grade.
Here's the difference with this, I think, Casey, is you're juxtaposed right up to Valentine's Day, which means it's a Valentine's Day dance. Yes. So I think that's what that adds a little extra. My God,
that's high school. That's
your son
in high school. Sorry,
Carter looks so you. You look yeah. Looks that's like Carter. Carter.
And then we also there were nightclubs around here that had preteen nights. So what is now known as Tom and Jerry's in Woodland. Used to be called Discovery, and Thursday nights at Discovery, it was preteen night, and so you could go there.
The whole episode about Pulsations, right?
Pulsations, I believe, Sunday was for, like birthday parties and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Purple Orchid.
Scooters, which is now the Barnabys on McDade Boulevard. That was another place. And that's where I learned how to dance,
You're a good dancer too.
Did you get taught dancing? Because Preston, did you have to do square dancing in school?
Of course,
we didn't do that.
It was part of gym.
It was part of goddamn gym.
Yes,
I'm there. I'm showing up. Hey, has anyone heard of basketball? The teacher comes in with the record player. I'm like, oh, here we go.
But here's the thing about that, Steve. I remember it lasting a couple of weeks, and like the first couple of days, it was horrible. But it started getting competitive as the time went on, and we actually started because they would.
I'm going to do-si-do your ass off.
It after a while it got to be fun. It was bizarrely, at least to me, it was.
I remember though we had a gym teacher actually ended up in a relationship with one of the kids, which is a whole nother story.
Wow,
this guy was a lunatic. So he was a part pedophile and part Lee Ermey. So he would.
Oh Jesus.
Right, with a magic marker writing left and right on your hand. He's barking out square dancing commands to kids who are like, well, I'm sorry, I'm not from the Ozarks.
That's
here.
Not a good combo.
No.
Part pedophile.
No. But, I mean, all of my dancing I learned by watching, music videos and stuff like that. And, I think the best thing that ever happened to me was The Running Man. That was an easy, popular
Schwarzenegger movie?
No. Oh. That was the dance.
You're going to learn how to dance.
Yes. This is The Running Man.
Thank you for coming to the film early. Today we're going to show you how to dance.
Yeah. So The Running Man was a dance move. It's kind of like
called the caterpillar.
The kids with the floss and all that stuff that they do now. But I remember where I was, where it finally clicked, moving my body to the beat of the music, and that was at Discovery. And I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome.
Well, you can dance, and that makes a difference. But for the kids who don't, I really didn't go to a lot of dances. I think maybe square dancing scarred me. But it's a rite of passage.
Did you guys have Sadie Hawkins dance?
No.
Yeah, we had them.
I never went to them.
Yeah.
That's
where
the
girl asked the guy.
Yeah.
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 Were you ever asked to a dance by a girl?
No. Okay. I went to the Sadie Hawkins dance, but I didn't have a date.
I got asked to prom.
Did you?
Yeah, I told you guys the story a million times.
Jong.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
She's in Arizona right now, so I can tell the story.
She nailed somebody else on prom night. Wasn't that
Thanks,
nice?
Thanks, Nick. You convinced me to marry someone else.
Mm-hmm. Hang on. Let me go to Kathy on the phone line. Hi, Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. How are you guys?
Oh, happy Friday. We're good. What's up, Kathy?
So I grew up in Conshohocken, the number one town, and we had the Fellowship House, which was in the center of like three Catholic grade schools. So we had St. Mary's for the Polish people, we had St. Cardinals for the Italians, and then of course St. Max for us Irish cool people. We all had a dance at the Fellowship House, so we got to meet all of the hot kids from the other schools, and we all came together as a dance. We also had our grade school dances, which were boring, but we all came together at the fellowship house. And then, you know,
so you had like inter-school dances?
Yeah, yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That, yeah, we never had that throughout all of my school. Never
well,
had.
That's what was Kathy Rear School's girls' school only, or was it already?
No.
It was co-ed already. Okay. Because I remember in my band, we would play when the boy Catholic schools and the girl Catholic schools would come together for mixers.
Yeah, you'd play for them?
So we'd play those.
The Image?
Yeah.
Really?
We'd play those things, yeah. Which were a lot of fun.
Like, so
actually.
The Irish, so we all came together. Like, I mean, the schools were small. Like, St. Matt's had like 24, St. Mary's had like maybe 10. So it was cool because you got to meet, the Dagos, you got to meet the Polacks, and then you had us.
Wonderful names, yeah. Right.
Those were the churches. It was the Italian church, it was the Polish church.
Yeah. Did she say Polacks?
And Dagos.
Yeah.
Is that the actual name of the school?
It's a different time in 2018.
Yeah. It is a different time. Uh-huh.
Where can my daughter go to meet some nice Dagos?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would refrain from using that.
Kathy.
I'm going to say Mick because I'm Irish. I got to cover myself.
Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it.
I remember, feeling...
It's just great to keep kids segregated. by country of origin. You don't want them mixing.
I remember feeling safe going to St. Kevin's dances, and a buddy of mine who lived in Prospect Park... He was going to a dance at the VFW in Norwood. He was like, "Yo, come to this dance," and I went, and I was so scared that I was going to get in a fight. I was in like seventh grade. I don't know why.
Where were you in, son?
I
saw small soldiers.
Marissa just brought in a good question.
All right,
what was the final song? Okay. That they would play, and you don't have to remember a specific dance like prom or anything like that, but what would have been the last song played of the night? I remember I was only in fifth grade, mind you, and I went to...
The mix school.
I went to 4-H camp, and they had a nightclub in the evening for the kids to come and dance and mix and everything. And so I remember, there's a girl, she was so cute, and I wanted to ask her to dance. I was too afraid still, that haunts me to this day.
Yeah.
And so I was waiting for a slow song, and they played, and I was going to go ask her to dance. And so the last song that was played, and granted, this was 1978, something like that, and or 1979, and it was Last Dance from Donna Summer.
Oh, sure. Really?
Yeah. Yes.
But the thing about Last Dance is about one quarter of the way through the song, it hits a disco beat and turns into an up-tempo thing. By the time I'm walking over to the girl to go and ask her to slow dance, so let's dance, the last dance. I missed it.
And then you have to turn around and go back to your chair.
Yeah, exactly. Dancing on my way back.
There were two that I remember. Stairway would creep up a lot, which is also a weird one to end with because it starts off slow. And then
we ride on down the road.
But especially at, and Marissa and I went to this summer camp called Camp Taqua, and we would have dances at summer camp, and it would always end with Stairway there, which was odd. And then, prom theme was Wonderful Tonight, Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
And that's what it would end with.
Nick, somebody was wondering if it was We've Got Tonight by Bob Seger.
That was the prom I had in my basement by myself.
That was for frat parties.
Yeah.
Here's Last Dance from Donna Summer.
Yep.
I love it.
This is still good at the end of a party.
I still like this song. Yeah, exactly.
It's a magical night.
A lot of people are texting in Stairway.
Really?
Yeah. That was never the last one for us, but that was always in there. I remember the girl I went to school with made out with her dance for the entire length of Stairway to Heaven.
God.
The entire song. I won't say her name on the air.
7-minute long song.
It's
a good run.
And the next song, and I can't remember what the next song was, but Stairway to Heaven was like, dude, and I'm not going to say her name, but she and that. I think the entire makeout session was almost like 15 minutes of straight French kissing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it was the live version from Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. That's what you did back then. You kissed as long as you possibly could.
This was the Last Dance song for us. You guys remember this one.
Let's hear it.
All right.
This one's called At This Moment.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Billy Vera and the Beaters. Yeah. That is a good last song.
You'd think I would say at this moment.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this, Kathy?
This ended up in an episode of Family Ties.
Yes, they did.
If we could have the boys and the girls on the tour, please.
This was it was a heartbreaking moment. Alex didn't know if he was going to stay with, what's her name?
Courtney Cox.
No. Tracy Pollan.
Tracy Pollan.
Yeah, yeah, and they ended up with Courtney Cox a few seasons later.
Okay.
It was like so sad.
It was so sad.
Okay.
Oh, and everyone song. Was in love with this song until they actually saw Billy Vera.
All right, let me go to a few calls. I have Jennifer on the line. Hey, Jennifer, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Sorry to bother you at work.
It's all right, Jennifer. What was the last song of your dance?
The Always and Forever. Always and Forever. Yeah, that's all.
Forever.
Yeah.
It's gathered. Always and Forever.
Wait a minute. Who did that song? You would have to sing
like
it.
Like James Ingram or...
No. It's a chick. I'm thinking of All Cried Out. Damn it.
Yeah, that was another one. Yeah.
All Cried Out? Okay. Thank you, Jennifer.
All Cried Out.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Too. All right. Bye.
Let me go next to Kara. Hi, Kara. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kara. So is this your prom you're talking about or just a standard dance at school?
It was my eighth grade formal.
Oh, okay.
And it was One More Night.
One More Night.
Yeah, Phil Collins.
It's a good song. Yeah, Phil Collins probably has a couple of dance closers.
Were you dancing with someone when that song came on?
Yes. A boy who it was a date to our eighth grade dance, and he came with a black eye.
with a black eye or a black guy?
I'm Moses Malone.
A black eye.
Okay. I thought she said a black guy.
So did I.
Is that Joe Frazier?
I'm like, okay.
Then he did. He goes,
I like to dance.
Yeah.
I came with a black.
What's happening today?
I don't know.
This is the most
Thank
racial
you, Sarah.
Dance segment we've ever had.
We're breaking down barriers.
Yes.
Let me go to.
I came with a Swede.
Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hey, guys.
Hey. So tell us about your dance and the final song. What would it have been?
It was actually a dance I went to with my youth group. Okay. I was like 16, and I never danced with a guy. It was the last song, and I wanted to dance with him, so I asked him to dance, and it was Kissed by a Rose from Seal.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's a
love that song.
In the 1990s, early 1990s.
That's from Batman Forever. Yeah.
I'll always remember that song now.
That's a pretty good one.
Yep. That's, okay. Thank you, Christy. Appreciate
You're
that.
How about the bat dance from the original Batman movie?
Batman. let's go to Maureen. Hello, Maureen.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. So what would have been the last song of the night for you at your dance?
Our last song at our eighth grade dances was always Knights in White Satin.
Knights in White Satin? Yeah, a bunch of eight.
Yeah, how old are you?
Breathe deep the gathering gloom.
Right.
Watch lights fade from every room.
Maureen, what did you do in the poetic portion of that song?
Bathroom break.
Sway back and forth.
They'd start crying.
Yeah, the nuns were watching us, so we just had our arm bunnies at our shoulders. And
bedsitter people look back and lament.
What's he saying?
Interesting. Maureen, did you kiss anybody that night?
That's so long ago, I don't even remember.
All right. Thanks for your call.
That means
we appreciate it.
We did like the, you know, the butt hold. Like if you were dating.
What did you do?
You said the butthole.
Butthole.
No. Oh, my God.
We would do the butthole.
You know, when the black guys came.
At the end of.
What's going on?
Everybody.
Do the butthole. Everybody, now it's time to do the stuff with your butts.
You guys.
We're talking about backside stuff.
Casey nearly spit out all the soup.
I don't understand why he's so good.
In the punch bowls, we have a whole bunch of lubricant. This should make it easier.
Oh, my God, Kathy.
Do we have the hustle anywhere?
Yes.
Do the butt hold.
I said hold.
It's not what it sounds like.
One more butt.
You guys were advanced.
We did.
Butts in white set.
Do the butt hold.
Oh, my God. The youngsters are really enjoying their butt holes.
Do the butthole.
Do the butthole.
Okay, so you do the butthole.
I mean, never mind at this point.
Oh.
No, yes, where the if you were dating the guy you were dancing with, you know, the guy would put
it's
his hand
to do the butthole now.
Do the butthole.
And who's up for some old fashioned finger blasting?
So wait a minute. Explain to me what the butthole is.
It's your
Yes, hang on, the hands would be, instead of on the waist, they would just slide down a little bit and hold the girl's butt.
Grab the butt. Okay.
Were you constantly under the watchful eye of a proctor or somebody who was...
There was always teachers there, but I don't think it was as strict.
They couldn't see everything, right?
It wasn't as strict as the nuns watching at those dances. Seriously.
But that's why the St. Kevin's dances were so great, because they were so crowded that, like, all right, you can't...
I'm too tired to worry about your buttholes.
You can't watch everybody. And so people, I mean, if you remember Revenge of the Nerds, remember Booger?
Yeah.
At the Lambda House?
Yes.
I mean, sometimes the butthole
was that bad.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm going to go to Craig.
Hey, what's up, bro?
We're getting out of the butthole, Craig, and we're moving on to you. What's up, buddy?
Oh, God.
So I was at four or five different proms at different schools, but mine in Quakertown, 1988, was Never Say Goodbye by Bon Jovi.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a standard.
That's a good power ballad right there. Never say goodbye. All right.
Now everyone cup each other's buttholes.
All right. See you, man.
It's funny when you're in this point in your life, that music raises it to a, he's right. This is the most magical night ever.
It can.
You
it
know, so and you don't realize you have, God willing, many decades left.
What's the process to get that audio as quickly as possible? Because I need to hear Kathy say that again.
It's 15 minutes. Well, Preston would have to turn off all the mics real quick.
Okay.
You know what, Preston? Why don't you...
We'll just do it in the break. How's that?
What?
I'll turn off all the mics.
Why is this?
Does it only take a moment?
It's only going to take a moment. And
3 seconds, she says. Ladies and gentlemen, just pause for 3 seconds and think about the butthole. Okay, that ought to do it.
Thank you.
What were we just listening to?
So that's always in forever.
If it was a TV and the graphic would pop up, you would see a hand-drawn proctologist working on someone's butt.
All right.
One moment, please.
All right, this was Luther Vandross. Luther.
Ah,
right. That guy was a great singer. Hang on, let me go to a couple other calls here. I'm going to go to... Lauren's been on hold for a little while. Hi there, Lauren.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, we're talking about final song of your dance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would it be?
My last song was that country song, I Got Friends in Low Places.
Oh, Garth Brooks, right?
Blamed it all on
Garth Brooks?
My roots.
Yeah.
Showed up in boots, ruined your black tie affair.
Yeah, that was it.
And yeah, it starts off like a ballad, and then it turns into, everybody raise your beards up.
I got my hands all over your butthole.
I got hands all over your butthole. Wow. All right. Thank you, Lauren.
Oh, my God.
I got friends all over your butthole.
With whiskey, rum,
and beer. your butthole's okay.
Yes, it is. All right, let me go to Ken. Hi, Ken. Good morning. Ken?
He had a heart attack.
All right, we lost him. He was going to say Stairway to Heaven.
Okay,
others. How about Eric? Hi, Eric. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Eric? What song would you like to add to our collection?
I seem to recall Careless Whisper.
Oh, yes, of course. Wham.
Yeah.
Wham. Wham. That's a good one. That's nice and slow. Yeah.
I hate that song.
But Guilty Feet have got no rhythm. So if you saw Bad Dancers, then they were...
Can somebody explain to me what that means? Does that mean anything?
Guilty Feet have no rhythm?
Yeah.
It's filling out the lyric requirements of the melody.
Okay.
No, it says, I'm never going to dance again. Guilty Feet have got no rhythm. So the guy was, I think, cheating on her. And...
I submit to you and to the court that this man's feet have guilt written all over them.
And so he can't dance again. I don't know. It's a metaphor.
That's it for rats.
I'm going to go to Chris. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Hey, man. What's up, guys? Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, buddy. All right. So the last song to play at the dance?
The one I always remember was Casey and JoJo. Mm-hmm. All my life, I've found someone like you.
I know that.
I don't know that one.
And I thank God that I finally found you.
I know another one that's waited all my life for you. Wrong song, though, right?
No.
Different song.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're thinking of Happy Birthday.
My ex-girlfriend's father arrested Casey and JoJo.
Thanks,
really? Would he have a vendetta against them?
No. They
I'm bringing them in.
Pot in their car.
What?
Yeah.
Are they a local? Were they local?
Yeah. Well, this happened, I guess, in North Jersey, so Teaneck, New Jersey.
Okay.
I'm bringing them in.
All right. That's his claim to fame. He's got it on a little plaque.
Bounty Hunt, Casey and JoJo. We got to get Walker on this. I'm going after Donnie and Marie. I only arrest singing duos.
All right, we gotta wrap this up shortly. I'm going to go to Melissa. Hi, Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Melissa, what was that closing song at the dance?
Open Arms by Journey.
Now, well, that's got to be
that's the ultimate.
The paramount, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even, well, the song has lived on again and had many rebirths. Is it still a popular song to play?
Probably not.
I mean, it's... I don't wonder if it's so classic that it's, you know, because now that you have a whole bunch of younger kids listening to Queen.
Yeah.
Did Journey make the jump?
I don't think it's translated.
No.
Yeah. I mean, like.
I mean, even during the butthole days?
Nah, you know what has is Don't Stop Believing. I think the younger generation know that song, but Open Arms.
Yes, you're right, probably.
So now I come to you with open arms. I mean, that was the ballad right there.
All right, don't get too close. The Italians and the Polish, please stay apart the way we intended it.
Mm-hmm. Well, interesting. I wonder what will be the closing song tonight, Casey. If you were to guess.
Okay.
Are you excited?
Whatever. Listen, I just hope that they have a TV in there so I can watch the Sixers game.
Are you going to suggest a closing song?
No. I'm going to... It's like I'm going to be like a ninja. I'm not even going to be in. You know what I mean? I don't want my presence known whatsoever.
Wow, you're gonna have zero purpose tonight. Then aren't you? I mean, what as a chaperone are you supposed to do? Have they given you your duties?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You're supposed to make sure they're not doing the butthole.
Yeah.
Do the butthole.
I actually.
What?
So my daughter, I want to say it was earlier this week. It's the first time in her life where she basically said, "You embarrass me." And
wow.
I was like, "Whoa!"
Oh.
Your oldest?
Yeah.
And do you remember what was the cause of that embarrassment?
It was, you know, what was weird was it basically started with a compliment. Oh, my friends like you. They think you're funny.
But I don't.
Yeah. And she said, you're annoying. And I was like.
Oh, that cuts deep.
And this was like, this was unprompted.
It was a church.
This was unprompted. I was just simply driving her to play practice or something like that.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, man. Like, it stung. It stung.
I haven't had it said to me. It has been clear by body language that dad. Mm-mm. Not now.
By the boys or?
By the boys, because they're old enough. Caroline's almost there. I told you, like.
That's going to kill you.
Giving me a kiss in front of her friends is, that ain't happening anymore. But whatever, you know.
And then I think she realized it. Like, she hurt my feelings. And she's like, I'm just messing with you. And I'm like, No, you're not.
No, you're not. We're setting up a Lyft account for you so you can go to all your...
It's a whole different topic, Kathy.
It's a whole different topic, but, I mean, my dad didn't care that I said that, and he continued to embarrass me my entire childhood. Yep.
Maybe that made him even more... his mission was on point now.
Oh, well, yeah. And now
you little bitch.
But now that I look back at it, I find it hilarious.
Yeah, no. He's obviously a great guy.
Maybe it'll be a great night, Case. You'll have to give us a report on that next week.
I wish I could, like...
film it?
No. You were asking about the last song. I'm like, man, I'm just not hip right now. I don't know.
You are, but you'd pick something a little bit. You'd probably pick something. Who knows?
I don't know what the current ballads would be that would be a good closing song.
Maybe like something, an Ed Sheeran song or something?
Ariana Grande. An Ed Sheeran song. Yeah, that'd be up there.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe Ariana Grande. All right.
Anyhow, thank you for the calls. We appreciate it.
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or Bizarre Files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.